Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa, ngā tanahira Thukuingwa. This is your Wātea News. Technology entrepreneur Sir Ian Taylor says the views of his critics will be history by the time the children using his software finish school. Investment banker and Hurricanes board member Troy Bowker slammed the animation research founder for a LinkedIn post about Nationals leader Judith Collins' call for a referendum on renaming New Zealand Aotearoa, saying Ian was sucking up to the left-loving Māori agenda. Sir Ian's post said any debate about naming rights should be informed by the feet of the Pacific voyagers who named the whenua where they settled, something many schools are now teaching using an animation research program. He says Mr. Bowker seemed to assume that based on his business achievements, he must be Pākehā.
His whole attack started on the base that I was some left-wing, Māori-loving Pākehā. The fact that a guy who runs an investment bank was so out of tune with, you know, even the basic research that would have been right on that is quite telling as well.
Sir Ian says he has carried the name New Zealand and the silver fern all over the world with pride, and he doesn't see why increased use of the name Aotearoa should be divisive or the business of politicians. Ngā Kai Tātou Māori o Aotearoa, the National Māori Accountants Network, is holding its annual hui in Tāmihi Makaurau today. Chair Elizabeth Richard says it's a chance to reconnect after the disruption of COVID. She says the network asks people if they are an accountant who is Māori or a Māori accountant, and the answer has been changing since it formed in the early 2000s.
As our ōpū came together, it actually started to show that we needed to be Māori accountants and actually reporting on things that were important to our people. So not just around providing the financial analysis, etc., but understanding the impact that that can make on whānau, on hapū, on marae, on iwi, etc. Sometimes people get just a little bit afraid of what the numbers might say, etc., but it's trying to actually paint that in a picture that's more than just numbers.
Elizabeth Richard says this year's hui has a focus on women accountants and also the younger accountants taking the profession forward. Pre-employment program Here Pautama Rangatahi has been extended to urban centres as the government tries to increase opportunities for Māori job seekers. Social Development and Employment Minister Carmel Sebaloni says the scheme has engaged more than 6,000 at-risk rangatahi in communities across regional Aotearoa, including more than 2,500 who have been supported into employment, education and training. The latest $5.6 million funding round also includes support for providers in South Auckland, Wellington and Canterbury. There's also another $18.5 million going into the Māori Trades and Training Fund. Ms. Sepaloni says that will support over 500 Māori job seekers into employment and training opportunities. She says an integral part of the fund is the wraparound support, which is not common in employment programs, but can be critical for getting Māori into sustainable employment, education and training. And that is your Wātea News.